Okay, well, this is another big week for us. We had a good week down there with Philadelphia, and today's the day we can, work on some things ourselves and try to get a few loose ends tied up, which we need to do, and then starting tomorrow with 3 good days against Tampa, and that should be another good experience for our team. Good opportunity for us to do a lot of different things and see somebody new. So. Excited about the opportunity this week. Like I said, we have a lot to do. We got a lot we can accomplish, and hopefully our team will be able to take advantage of this opportunity to straighten things out today, and then work against the Bucks the next 3 days.
Seems like a lot of positives came out of last week. What's the biggest thing that you took out of your time with the Eagles, and what do you hope to get from your time with the Bucks?
Just moving ahead as a football team. I don't think it's any one thing. It's the combination of working on our scheme against somebody else, seeing somebody else's scheme, seeing the matchups, different matchups all the way across the board. Seeing different things in the kicking game, going over situations. I mean, it's all good. It all helps us. I don't think there's any one thing you can say, well, this is 80% of it. I mean, incrementally, everything's important. And same thing going forward. We'll see another good football team that obviously does things differently than we do, and that'll be good for us to see. Tampa's a 4-man line. Philadelphia's primarily a 3-man line, so like that alone. Same thing offensively. Philadelphia's offense, Tampa's offense, quite different. But it's good. We need to see them.
The fact that Tampa is on your schedule in the regular season, especially early in the season, does that change the dynamic of anything you do at practice this week?
Maybe a little bit, but I don't think we can worry too much about that. I think we've got to concentrate on moving ahead as a football team. We need to be a better football team at the end of the week, and that's what our goal is. We'll worry about the regular season game when that comes, but we've got to prepare our team for the opener for the 16-game regular season schedule, and that's what we'll do. We had a great working week with them last week, or last year, and I hope for the same thing this year.
How does it alter it, even if ever so slightly?
Well, just we know we play him again. So, Coach Ann and I have talked about it. I think, there's a couple of things we feel like we'd just assume not work with, work on. But there's plenty of other things that we need to work on. So, we'll do that.
Coach, would you say you're better equipped to evaluate watching your guys go against another team in practice opposed to just your team every day?
Well, there are advantages to both. The schedule we're on is what we have, and we'll use that the best we can. And the following week, when we have the whole week to work just here with ourselves, then we'll try to get the most out of that, too.
You only have about 4 healthy tight ends right now. You're pretty pleased with the progress of the unit overall, and especially the rookie.
I think this will be a big couple of weeks for all of our rookies. Now that we've been through most of our installation, we've been through a game. They have a better idea of what to expect. There's not a lot of new installation. A lot of it's going back over things we've already put in. I mean, there's a couple new things we have to deal with, but probably 90% of it is some type of review or application of something we already know how to use it. So we've been through a practice week. We've been through a game. So we'll see how the rookies do. How the young guys do, whether they're able to take that experience and build on it, or whether they can't, or how well they do it. So I think these next couple of weeks are big evaluation times for them. First week's always good to see, but at the same time, we all learn the first time we do something how to do it better the next time, hopefully. And we'll see if that's the case going forward here the next couple of weeks with our younger guys or guys who are the first year in our system.
What are your impressions of Ryan Allen this
summer? I think he's had a solid spring and training camp. It's a competitive situation. He does a lot of good things. Like everybody, we're all striving for more consistency. That would be. He has certainly some good plays, good punts, but he's very competitive.
Amen. For a second.
Pardon?
You have Mesko's been here for 4 years. I was curious what drew you to bring in a second guy.
We usually have two specialists. We had two kickers earlier in camp in the spring. We had two snappers. We had two punters. At other times, we've had two. Occasionally, we end up with one, but if we can go with a couple guys, then we do that.
Is that a reflection? I mean, one of the long snappers got cut and came back. The kicker got cut. In fact, he's still here. Positive reflection of his play thus far?
Every team has people coming on and off the roster at this time of year. I wouldn't overanalyze that.
How was his operation when he had the chance to hold on Friday night? I know that was something he said he didn't do too much in college.
I think that's been okay. I mean, again, he needs more experience in working with Danny and Steve. It's not like we're there yet, but I think he's doing all right.
Eagles cornerback basically admitted that he kind of started that fracas with Dobson. Do you think that's garbage?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
He basically said the Patriots were practicing.
We moved on. I mean, we're coming to Tampa, so.
He called the Patriots practicing dirty. I didn't know if that was something you felt the need to answer to or respond to.
Moved on.
All right.
Thanks.